From the co-author of Attached, the book that reshaped our understanding of anxious, avoidant, and secure attachment styles, comes the new audiobook, Secure. Dr. Amir Levine's latest research shows that those with secure attachment styles feel more at ease, both in their relationships and within themselves. Learn how to rewire your attachment style and unlock stronger relationships, better health, greater resilience, and a more fulfilling life. Listen to Secure on Spotify now.
Hey everyone, welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at Entrepreneur. So when it comes to cocktails, well, if you're asking, yes, I would like one. And if you're asking what kind I'd like, you should know that Dan Bova is always down with the brown. Nothing against your vodkas and tequilas, I love them, but my heart truly belongs to whiskey and bourbon, and my wife and kids and dogs, but mostly the bourbon. So being a fan of this stuff, I was very curious to speak with Jake Ireland, the founder of Off Hours Bourbon. Now, Jake is not a guy who has passed down his family's bourbon recipe from like 10,000 BC or whatever. Off Hours doesn't have a long lineage or a storied history, but instead of pretending that it does, Jake leaned into the newness of it. And in doing so, found a way to stand out in a very crowded field with some very big players. And speaking of players, the brand recently became the official partner of the Detroit Pistons, a team that I very much will enjoy watching my beloved Knicks destroy in the playoffs should they meet. But anyway, back to the booze. So I asked Jake first off to explain his thinking on getting people to think differently about what a good bourbon is and why they should be drinking it and when.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people, when they think of bourbon and they think of the heritage behind it and where you're sourcing the grain and the grains and the water and who's the distiller and how much experience do they have. And there's a lot of family history that goes into it. And in a lot of cases, there is, but there's also a lot of cases where those stories are completely made up. And so I think there's a little bit of this, I don't know, the understanding that bourbon has so much history to it where apparently everybody was just, that's all they drank and that's all they did and that's what everybody made. And it's like, it's not really the case. So there's very similar colors, very similar fonts, a lot of long-winded backstories, you know, on the bottles. And for me, I was understanding that it was like, okay, everyone's using this same playbook, essentially. This is their strategy of creating a backstory about great-great-grandfather or a relative or somebody who was doing this or some regionality of where this special water or the crops are grown a certain way. And so I think for me, it was sort of like, okay, if you kind of put all that aside and, you know, if you just make a really good product, a premium product, then the marketing comes into play. And it's like, okay, well, how do you get someone's attention? How do you stand out on the shelf? It's like, okay, package design. How do you stand out when everything looks the same? Okay, create something that's different. And a lot of times people think that the bourbon drinker, the consumer, is much older than the reality of it. So back when this brand was launched, or back before when I started working on it, there was this massive upward spike in bourbon consumption. And I think everybody has this preconceived notion in their mind of a bourbon drinker, you know, in a speakeasy with a cigar and drinking it neat. The reality was it was millennials at the time. It was a younger demographic of consumers. It was more females. Like, people were buying this that weren't who everybody thought it was. And so I think me fitting into that generation was like, well, why don't I just build a brand that actually speaks to me and, you know, my lifestyle and how I want to drink it, which was less about a lot of the stuffy stereotypes and just more about enjoying the moment and kind of drinking it however you want. So it's like, if you look at vodka or gin or tequila, they don't have those same stereotypes of like, you only drink it a certain way and it's only a certain time of day or in a certain setting. And it's like, who's to say that you have to do it that way? So I think I wanted to create it as a way for people to really think about it and enjoy it however they want. It's like, and don't let anybody tell you, because it's all subjective anyways. So I think it was create the brand, stay on the shelf, create a story that has nothing to do with me or family or the regionality. And it's all about the off hours, the moment in time that, you know, you walk away from your desk, you walk out of the office, you put your phone down, close your computer, whatever it be, and your off hours, your downtime. How do you choose to spend that with your friends or your family? And really kind of the idea of making it about that person and that unique instance that doesn't need to be celebratory. And it's everyday moment in between, we call them. So yeah, I think that's kind of the main reasons why we just wanted to stand out and just do something that was very transparent and make it, you know, a little bit more relatable to today's world.
It's a great lesson for anything, really. If everyone is doing something one way, try something different. Work for Jake. So as I mentioned, Off Hours is the official partner of the Detroit Pistons. So that means signature cocktails are available, signage is all over the place. So I asked Jake, as an entrepreneur, what is that like? This thing that you started, you thought you had a good idea and you watch it blossom, and now you're walking into an arena and seeing people line up to purchase that thing. What does that feel like?
Honestly, it's kind of one of these pinch yourself moments, right? I'm not a guy to get too overly emotional or ecstatic about these big moments. And I think it's a really cool feeling to understand that you built something that you now have a tangible product that's sitting there and it's sitting in front of thousands of people at an arena, or it's being pushed out to all these different stores or social media accounts where, you know, you kind of underestimate, I guess, or at least I kind of think you sort of think through the process of it all. And it's like, wow, we got here. And you know that there's still a long ways to go. But at the same time, you're like, oh, there's a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifice and dedication and a lot that goes into building something that is successful in my eyes. And I think that, yeah, when you can sit there and think, it's kind of like, all right, it's all worth it.
So when he's not working on Off Hours Bourbon, Jake does a lot of consulting with other distillers and other brands who are looking to experience the same kind of growth that he has. And so I asked Jake, for those people who are really, really, really just getting started, you know, cooking something up in the garage or in the basement, what's his best advice for getting your juice out into the world as a viable product?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing is it goes across any business and any startup, really, for that matter, is really just taking the risk. I think you get understanding what's the worst that could happen. I think understanding what your downside is, how much are you willing to risk, and what's the consequences of it? Because the likelihood of a lot of times brands starting and making it being successful day one is difficult. There's a lot of failures. And you know, I kind of take failure as like, that's a stepping stone. It's like, okay, that's a chance that you know that that idea didn't work to a certain extent, but you can go back and do it again. And chances are it's going to work a little bit better. And it's, you know, it's just time to it's practice.
And for Jake, practice certainly made perfect. Well, there you go. We made it to the end of another episode. I think I'm going to go relax with some Off Hours and a few ice cubes. Okay, maybe I already started. But thank you for listening, subscribing, and commenting. I love the comments. And please drop me a line at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. I promise I read every email that comes in that way. And be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. You can get that at info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. Every week, I am asking you a question to ponder, and I'll be reading some of the best answers in the next couple of episodes. And be sure to check out more music from our wonderful theme song makers, Nika RPM. You can find them over there on Bandcamp. Well, now I have an empty glass, and like all entrepreneurs, I like a challenge. And when I face adversity, I pivot. So I'm going to pivot out of my chair and stand up and go into the other room where the booze is. And that is how entrepreneurial magic is made. All right, see you next time.